Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang, going from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, and, of course, Tom and company with the suicide jockeys out there hauling the gas and diesel to get us on the highway so we got petrol to go back and forth to work or whatever. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It's called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And while you're there, you'll see a poll on there for Florida 13, the congressional race. I've got the GOP candidates up there. Pick the one that you would like to vote for, or if you don't know anything about it, so be it, but whatever. We've got the poll active right now, and we've had, let me see here, how many people we had involved in that so far. We've had, since the beginning of the show, 53 people have participated in that, and we'll keep track of that. We'll keep it up there for a couple weeks. Now, don't forget that you can also follow us on Facebook by going to, follow us by going to MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, True Social, and Twitter. And we're there as at Captain's America, and of course we're on Instagram too. The website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com on the website. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. And good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy days are here again. It's a Monday, and look where we are, right? Right. All right, listen, we've got a situation here where the Uvalde Commission, I guess that's what they were called, came out and gave their initial report yesterday, and they said that the Uvalde report revealed multiple system failures as some 376 police officers stood by awaiting orders that never came.
Well, it isn't just about orders that came or didn't come. There was communication failures. There were locked door or unlocked door failures. I mean, it's really kind of all over the place. So it was almost just somewhat of a perfect storm here. And what's particularly fascinating is that we have seen the video of what happened in that hallway. Now, the question is...
I've heard the audio, too, of you.
I have not.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
But the question is, was there a live video feed during all of this? Or did that video that we have seen, was it just, did it come later? You know what I'm saying? In other words, was anybody around any place in that school or in law enforcement looking at that live video? or video live? I don't know the answer to that. I mean, because if they were watching, law enforcement was watching law enforcement standing in that hallway, then we got an even bigger problem, I would argue.
Well, there was over 100 shots fired. I've been told as many as 142 casings have been found from the shooter's weapon. They actually had a chance to take a shot at him, and an officer was requesting permission to do that, and he was not given permission. I mean, the whole, like you say, the whole thing is just an absolute mess, but the thing that keeps coming back that was said several times during the course of the conversation yesterday and the review by the people on TV was it was a liability. They were all afraid of the liability. Where was the liability going to fall? Who was going to take the blame?
Well, therein lies how law enforcement is snake bit, isn't it?
That's right.
Which is not a good place to be.
But the Border Patrol, who finally took the bull by the horns and said, look, enough is enough. Okay, I heard the video, folks. You don't want to hear it. Kids were screaming. Shots were going off. The police were shot at. None of them were hit. However, they retreated while the kids were screaming. And there were more shots after that. And you know that SOB was shooting the kids while this was going on. That's why the kids were screaming, amongst other things. Unbelievable, and nothing was done. I'm sorry. This is so wrong. So wrong.
Well, we know it is. And I think the blame is far and wide.
Yep.
You know, are we really in a place that a law enforcement officer is ready to shoot and is not allowed to until he gets permission?
We are. We really are. Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, well, let's move on because you could get this just drives you wild. What did Joe Biden accomplish on his trip to Saudi Arabia? Did you know of anything?
Nothing that I've seen, no.
Yeah, and a little further slap in the face was when he got back and he got off the plane and they were talking to him and this, that, and the other. The price of oil about the same time went up $2 a barrel over across the pond and over here, too. All right, I hear the music. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com. FoundersCo.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the different things that she's involved in, and check out her articles. I'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty. And this portion of the program, a conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money on their insurance for over 85 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers and growing. Now, your local Geico office or the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, can help you find coverage for almost anything that you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. They also can help you with your homeowners or renters or condo insurance. And if you bundle those three policies, whichever one you got, homeowners, renters, or condo, with your automobile insurance, you will save a boatload of money. Bundle it together. Find out what they can do for you. At any rate, check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, or get a hold of your local agent to find out more. Geico. GEICO.com. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Now, not to be outdone, and by the way, thanks to Cheryl for telling me, reminding me about the new mental health call line. There is a number, folks, where you can call, family member, individual, whatever, military, civilian. It's 988. All you got to do is dial 988 if you're having problems or know somebody that is, and they can help you at that line. It's called the Mental Help or Mental Health Help Line. There we go. Got that right. Now, Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, purchased millions of dollars worth of stock in a semiconductor company potentially weeks before an expected Senate vote on a bill that would subsidize billions to computer chip manufacturing and semiconductor companies. My question is, and I don't know the answer, I believe the congressional representatives are exempt from insider trading. I believe that's the way that works. I'm not sure about next of kin, relatives in the family, if they can do the same thing. Do you know?
They cannot. That is still also, too, I think, in fact, congressman last year was sentenced because he directed his son to make some of these purchases. But here's the interesting thing. Last year, the Senate approved $52 billion in subsidies.
Yep.
So the bill goes over to the House. This past February, the House voted to approve the $52 billion, but there apparently was another $45 billion to what they call strengthen the supply chain for high-tech products. So, yeah, this is called, I think, the CHIPS Act. So this is where it could get sticky for what Paul Pelosi did, investing $1 billion.
Wow.
I'm sorry, he didn't invest $1 billion, sorry. I said that wrong. $1 million.
Right.
So there's actually two pieces of law here. There's the COMPETES Act, and there's the CHIPS Act. So I would say that Nancy has probably provided some kind of a direct pipeline to her husband that can, in within the federal government, within the halls of Congress, a staffer or something that would kind of keep her out of the loop. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
so he can make these investments, these stock trades. This is something that's been going on for a while, and I think quite actually there ought to be a Securities and Exchange Commission ethics investigation personally.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. Couldn't agree with you more, because this stuff has got to stop. I mean, it's reached way over the tipping point, in my opinion. By the way, Russia's Ukraine blockade, you know, the wheat and all that, is now threatening U.S. food prices. And, of course, Russia knows it.
Yes, it is.
Russia knows it, and they're not doing anything quickly to try to resolve that, or the global supply either. But, I mean, why should they, right?
Well, Russia's not going to do anything. Russia is doing essentially the same thing that China is doing, just in a different way. You know, they're both trying to seize power in land and global assets. So I would say, where's the rest of the world that, you know, are stopping this? Why haven't we, you know, thrown or suspended? Remember, there was talk about suspending Russia from the United Nations, or at least from the Security Council. So, yeah, all of a sudden people are, these leaders, these kind of world leaders are so panicked over what's happening is that they're not punishing Russia. They're trying to create some kind of stopgap so that their particular country won't be in, you know, some kind of an energy crisis, which is, I guess, fine. I mean, they'd have to do that, but you've got other countries that don't have that kind of power, and I would say a lot of that includes Africa.
Now, I don't know how long this is going to last, but right now the governor of Virginia, Mr. Glenn Youngkin, has managed to shift Virginia to the right and go from solid blue, which is where they were, to red in a lot of cases. He's raised his profile inside the GOP. Some people are talking about him as a possible vice president or even presidential candidate down the line. But the fact of the matter is that he, with his tax cuts and his budget that brings everything into line in Virginia right now, he's doing a really good job.
And that ought to be a big, huge lesson to the Democrat governors out there. And you know, to other legislatures. But, you know.
I know.
It should be. The operative word is.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda, but those people, they just don't give a damn about anything. Speaking of which, the record-setting flood of illegal immigrants across the southern border has long been ignored by this president and his team, and it's past time to officially declare the mass migration as an invasion, according to the Congressman Chip Roy from Texas. And I tend to agree with him.
Well, you had a couple of weeks ago, you already had several counties, a handful of counties that did that.
Yep.
But it, I mean, at this point, what does it matter? If you've got, I mean, I would argue that some of these attorneys general need to refile a lawsuit against the Biden administration and see what you can get the Fifth Circuit Court to do. So, but that's just me.
Have you noticed the Trump rallies and more people are just packing it in inside and outside? I mean, my God. I mean, you talk about people following the leader. I mean, we're seeing it.
I have not. I haven't watched it.
I watched one of his rallies. I think it was on Newsmax. And I watched one of the rallies to see, and it was just absolutely jam-packed inside and outside. I forget where it was. It might have been the one in Alaska. But anyway, it was just absolutely jam-packed.
Okay.
So Donald Trump's popularity, in my opinion, seems to be picking up. And, of course, we do know that the Democrats are trying to do everything they can with this January 6th committee to throw a real monkey wrench into the works. I really doubt that's going to work because it's all been one-sided, and anybody with a brain realizes that.
Well, let's also not forget that Liz Cheney said something a couple of weeks ago that, you know, this ought to prove, and I'm paraphrasing, but this ought to prove that Trump should never enter the White House again, but the shame of Trump supporters should live on forever.
Good luck with that one.
Well, remember she said, you know, and again, I paraphrased it, but yeah.
Yeah. She is done in Wyoming. She's down by over 20 points.
Well, I mean, that could be fine, but she still, even if she loses, she still could be very, very dangerous.
Yes, you are absolutely right, because she could wind up on CNN or MSNBC, and all 3 million people that they might get for an audience might not be watching her at the same time. All right. Have yourself a good day. I will talk to you later. Stay low. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And I'll tell you what, I'll be back with the military and veterans news segment coming right up right after these messages, bottom of the hour, and a little news break, too. Don't go anywhere.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is getting blasted from his own party after his trip to Saudi Arabia.
A leader of that country who was involved in the murder of a Washington Post journalist. I don't think that type of government should be rewarded with a visit by the president.
Senator Bernie Sanders appearing on ABC's This Week, the Vermont Independent voicing his opposition to the president's visit to the Middle East, the Saudi crown prince telling Biden he would not be increasing oil production in his country. A new report says there were multiple failures in the Robb Elementary School shooting in Uvalde, Texas. The report shows nearly 400 officers at the shooting failed to prioritize saving lives and let inexperienced school district police lead the response. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu, NAA.edu. Go over there, check out the webpage, and then give them a call. I'll tell you all about that in just a second. Here they are telling about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. One of them is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. And the other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is located just outside the city limits of Boston. In either case, check them out online first by going to the website naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and after you do that, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Call that number and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. Now, some people actually take the tour at both of their facilities to see which one they want to go to, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts. And that's fine. No problem with that. They have no problem with that, meaning the National Aviation Academy. Now, when you go to take the tour, here's what's going to happen. You will have the opportunity to talk to students. You will have the opportunity to talk to some instructors. And you will have the opportunity to talk to the money people, the ones that handle the student loans. Now, if you're in the military and you have a GI Bill benefit, that will cover that because you haven't used your educational benefits yet. They'll maneuver you through the system as to what you do, how you do it, and all that stuff. And they'll also help you out if you've already used some of your benefits as to what you have left and how to go about doing that. And if you need to apply for a student loan, then they're there to help you with that, too. For the normal civilian out there, of course, the student loans, you'll be able to talk to them and do that as well. But again, go to the website first, naa.edu, that's naa.edu. After you do that, call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at one of their two campuses or both, Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts. Now, the House late last week passed the $840 billion National Defense Authorization Act by a vote of 320 to 101 after attaching hundreds of amendments, including ones restricting new arms transfers. Now, we'll wait and see what happens there before we pass any judgments, but at least they got the budget, and that's half the battle. Now, I will tell you, Pennsylvania National Guardsmen, who had been on a training exercise since mid-June, are now facing various financial challenges after an apparent technical issue in the payroll system left many of them without a paycheck during that time. Plain and simple, the Army screwed up because these National Guardsmen never should have gone weeks without pay, even though it was a system glitch that they couldn't get corrected for about 3 months. What a shame. What a shame. Unbelievable stuff going on here. What can I tell you? Now, some veterans were forced out of the military for being gay. This was kind of an anomaly, if you will. One of the things that really wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. And this happened a decade after the repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell, with the details on the new guidance, which remained scarce at the time. So operating under the old way of doing things, the military discharged a bunch of people and didn't pay them. And in the process, they should have been paid until the very day that they were discharged. So this has been going on for about 8 to 10 years or thereabouts. Hopefully they'll get it taken care of, because this is another pay issue, just like the one I just got done mentioning to you. Now, the Navy is struggling to fill mental health care positions in the fleet, and sailors are now complaining about long wait times they have to go talk to a shrink. Now, it used to be in the military, the chaplains were some of the ones that were charged with soldiers' mental health. And you would go and talk to the chaplain if you had a problem. And they were always very nice, very receptive. And then they would refer you, if you needed to be referred, to the shrink, the military shrink. And that's the way it did work at one time, but I'm not sure it does that way anymore or not. Kind of doesn't sound like it. All right, Major Todd Washman took command late last week of the Vicenza, Italy-based task force in charge of the Army's efforts in Africa. Now, the U.S. Army's Africa-focused task force has strong ties to the French, who happen to be over there in Africa in a number of places, too. So hopefully that'll make that job a little bit easier. We'll see. By the way, the B-2 Spirits arrived in Australia for a bomber task force rotation. U.S. airmen have integrated with their Australian counterparts in every specialty: aviation, fuels, logistics, maintenance, and more, all part of what we're doing working with the Australians, which is all good stuff. And you might not have heard about this, because the incident was not previously reported, but it involved a Chinese Su-30 jet, fighter jet, and a U.S. C-130 electronics plane, a.k.a. spy plane, with an unsafe interaction with the Chinese jet buzzing the U.S. military plane back in June. And we just now have found out about it. Not sure what's going to happen other than just a complaint to the Chinese, and that'll probably go absolutely nowhere. Now, also, we're into the Ukraine war, and it's now a race, if you will, to acquire much smarter, deadlier drones for the Ukrainians. Now, drone camera footage defines much of the public's view of the war in the Ukraine, with grenades quietly dropped on unwitting soldiers, eerie flights over silent, bombed-out cities, armor and outposts exploding into fireballs, with these drones dropping these hand grenades. So now they're looking for smaller drones instead of the bigger ones. And in some cases, they may be what we just saw used early on, that are actually, for lack of better words, suicidal drones, because they fly them into something and that's it. Goodbye, see ya. Done. Gone. All right, I hear the music coming up. That means the next voice that you hear on the next segment will be Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We are coming back. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, I will take it right away. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And before we get to my guest, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura dealership at North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership, right there together, Nissan and Acura. This is Moss, M-E-U-S, Acura.com, the website. Now, they get customers to come from all around the United States to buy there. There's a couple of reasons for that. One of them is the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, for military veterans, for all first responders, active and retired, and for church pastors, too, where you can get a tremendous vehicle on a new or certified pre-owned used car. Now, you also, along with that, get Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Again, all you got to do is check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Save even more money. All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Listen, I have a question for you. Are you ready?
Ready.
It seems that Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, recently invested $1 million in a semiconductor company about a month or two before the news came out that the Congress had passed legislation which was giving financial aid, if you will, billions, it subsidized billions, to computer chip manufacturing and semiconductor companies, which meant the stock that he invested in made him a fortune. Now that
well,
being,
it,
go ahead.
It hasn't passed yet. It hasn't passed yet. It's a CHIPS Act, and because there's a lot of pork in this bill, and there's some pushback in regards to it. So the bill hasn't passed yet, but they're trying to like basically break it off. But you know, Pelosi has all of a sudden said that she wants to vote for this bill. And that's when the information came out saying that her husband had just bought stock in many of these semiconductor companies, like I think one of them was NVIDIA, maybe Intel as well.
Now, there was a Republican congressman that had to resign for allowing his son to go and buy something for him based on the insider information, which was illegal. He not only had to resign, but he got convicted and went to jail over this. And this is not legal. This, my understanding is what Paul Pelosi did is not legal.
Well, I mean, much of what these people do are not legal. I mean, we had the Stock Act. There was a major, you know, book written by Peter Schweitzer discussing this and what Congress is able to do. And for a while, it was legal for Congress to actually conduct insider trading, but they kind of got upset based upon that, and they pushed back against that, and you know, this is where we're at today. You know, Matt, I talk about this often. You know, you look to the Declaration of Independence and Thomas Jefferson, you know, trying to say that all men are created equal, and what he meant was we're supposed to be equal under the law. Unfortunately, we're not in this country. We're really not. It's just, you know, there's different rules and regulations depending upon who you are. Nancy Pelosi, without a doubt, is, based upon the condition of the President of the United States, she's probably one of the most powerful. She's probably running the country right now,
yeah,
for all intents and purposes. So, I mean, really, what are they going to do to her?
Well, I believe she's part of the committee, if you will, that's running the company. But
yeah,
I believe the chairman of the board is probably Barack Obama, based on what everything that we're seeing. But we'll see. Because it's all going to be coming to a head come November. And I'm telling you, I was at a gun show again over the weekend. We had a number of people that were there that were transplants that had come in from outside the area, and they had already moved because they'd absolutely exhausted everything they could and tried to make it work as Democrats in Democratic states. And they said, it just doesn't work. Your people down here got the right idea. We love the fact that we're not paying these extra taxes that we were. We were able to come down here and either get the same type of job we had or transfer from our company from out there to down here and all that. And I mean, people were just as happy as a lark. They said, oh, by the way, we're no longer Democrats.
Well, yeah, I mean, the registration numbers in the state of Florida are very good.
Yep.
It's the first time I think I've seen, you know, they've ever had more Republicans registered in the state than Democrats.
Yep.
You know, I don't know what the polling numbers are now in the gubernatorial race, but I would assume that DeSantis is probably doing pretty well.
Yep.
Florida's always been known as a purple state, and maybe this might change and actually make it a red one.
Nope.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm. It's not purple anymore, I'll tell you that much. And by the way, the Republicans are up by about 250,000 registered voters and climbing.
I mean, that's great. And, you know, I think you're going to continue to see more and more people and more businesses shift,
mm-hmm,
you know, to the South. And obviously, you know, the state is doing well with money, and they're going to have to continue to invest in schools and education and infrastructure and everything like that to handle this, because that's an important part, too. You know, you take a look at, you know, just the work that they did at the Tampa airport, and, you know, that makes that city a hell of a lot more viable.
Oh, God, yes.
Mm-hmm. Based upon the places it can get to and whatnot.
Yeah, and they're still building.
Yeah.
Yep, they're still building. And by the way, our bridges, the Howard Franklin Bridge, you would not recognize this place when you come down here. It's going to take another year or so to finish what they're doing over there, but they're going to build a bridge, and when you come down the Howard Franklin, you'll be able to make a right turn and go right over to the Pinellas Airport, the Pinellas County Airport, St. Pete Pinellas Airport there, and as well as go right over to the beaches.
That's great. You know, like I said, you alleviate a lot of that traffic, you know, makes life easier on people, and it makes it that much more of an attractive place for people to live.
Yeah. Now, I want to ask you a question based on where the president just went over the weekend. You ready?
Ready.
Joe Biden went to Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Saudi Arabia for three reasons, so we were told. He went over there to try to stabilize security, energy, and technology. Tell me if he did any of the above.
I don't know what was accomplished there. I mean, most certainly, you know, when it comes to energy, I mean, you know, again, they're limited in what more they can pump out of the ground, not to mention the fact that, you know, it's the refining capacity as well that needs to be dealt with. I really don't think that he really got much of anywhere. I mean, the one thing I did see is that Saudi Arabia is opening up its airspace for Israel, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, in Riyadh.
I think that they were planning on doing that anyway, simply because all the other nations in the region were, for the most part, were doing the same. So we shall see.
Now, I will tell you this. When Joe Biden got back, he was greeted with a price hike on crude oil. Both Brent and West Texas went up $2 a barrel, $2.06 on the Brent and $1.81 on the West Texas crude. So thank you very much for your help there, Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, with the strength of the dollar, because oil's priced in dollars, I mean, this is really hitting a lot of countries, you know, especially in Europe. I mean, they're really getting hit. Because, you know, what the costs are because of the value of the dollar has increased.
Now, I may have saved the best or the worst, however you look at it, for last. Social Security checks, according to the Senior Citizens League, SCL, they are reporting that Social Security payments could see a cost of living adjustment, COLA, increase of 10.5% next year. That means about $175 would be added to the current average monthly retiree benefit of $1,668.
Quite frankly, I don't know how the budget's going to actually be able to handle that. I really don't. I mean, that's a budget buster. I mean, that's massive. You got to take a look at the numbers involved with that. I think that number, quite frankly, is going to be a little bit high. I don't think it'll be that high. I mean, I'm trying to figure out where they would come up with the money.
Well, if you're going to raise Social Security by 10.5%, you're sure as hell going to have to raise the military salary, because that's kind of all contingent together.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, this is budget busting.
Mm-hmm. So that means taxes have no choice. They must go up.
Well, I mean, Bernie Sanders is pushing for that. I mean, how much more can you raise taxes, you know, on, you know, with payroll taxes? I mean, again, you know, you raise them, but then, you know, if you do that, then you're going to have to actually have to pay out more in that. You know, it's quite a burden on, you know, especially small business owners, what they have to pay. I mean, I can't see it happening anytime soon, getting that to Congress. No tax increases. Joe Manchin's pretty much not going to jump on board with that.
Oh, no. Joe, according to Bernie Sanders, Manchin is intentionally sabotaging Biden. Well, good for him.
He represents the people of the state of West Virginia. He's representing their interests.
All right, my friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Have a great day. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on Wall Street.
For another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.